Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's a throwback Thursday. It is a coaching upheaval Thursday. I mean, however you want to put it, we got so much to get to. Again, Saban, Belichick, Pete Carroll, I mean, all in a 24-hour span. But let's get to the good of the day here on a Throwback Thursday.
And you know what? I'm going to talk about another coach.
All right.
Because, you know, we have to do this. Instead of this coach is not getting fired. He's not retiring. He's not being reassigned to a different position within the organization. Eric Spoelstra received a contract extension.
I have no idea why this made me so happy, but it made me incredibly happy.
So he is now the highest paid coach in NBA history. He is. It's a deal. It's 8 years for about $120+ million. And yeah, staying within the organization, which honestly, once LeBron got to Miami all those years ago, what is that, like 15 years ago now, it feels
like? Yeah, when was the decision? 2010?
Yeah. I mean, so almost 15 years. Almost I was saying that sarcastically, years. But that is about 15 years. I thought for sure Spoelstra was fired.
Me too.
You're going to be let go.
And he didn't like him.
Yeah.
At the beginning. He didn't want him in the beginning. And Pat Riley famously told LeBron James, I will decide who the head coach is here. And now later, I mean, LeBron and Spoelstra obviously get along, and LeBron said it was well deserved. You know, they put that behind them. But I mean, yeah, Pat Riley saw some. This guy started as a video intern.
Yep,
with the Miami Heat,
and now has been the head coach there. But outside of Popovich, he's the longest tenured head coach, right?
Yeah, like I was an intern at a TV station in Boston. In the early 90s.
That would be like
me today, them giving me 8 years, $125 million to do something for them.
Well, I'd be, no,
like,
you would.
That's great.
They would give you the television studio.
That's right. They would just, the just give me the whole thing, right?
Like, you know, we're retiring. We're leaving our studio to you.
Like,
you're
former
in
player,
now.
No. Former, no. Video intern. We promoted the video intern up the ladder over these years, so he is now the head coach of the basketball
team. Maybe Miami just does that, because isn't that Mike McDaniel's thing, too?
Yeah. But they hired him when somebody else took care of that.
But he started off as just an intern.
As ball boy.
Right?
I think it was a ball boy with the Broncos.
Don't think he ever played a lick of football. Played a lot of Madden. Turned himself into a coach. Now,
and Spoelstra is amazing.
But
he
this
is
good,
really great.
This good, Tony, does get better.
Okay.
Because there is a little side story that you can kind of look if you read between the lines. And this all centers around Pat Riley.
Ah.
Because Pat Riley did not offer. I think it was a calculated decision on when to extend this offer to him. Because normally they would do this before the season begins, but
right,
you know, he just did it now.
Did it midway through the season.
Yeah, he waited for his Spoelstra's divorce to finalize. Now,
that's funny.
Of course, no one is coming out and saying that. But,
except you. That's a great angle to this.
Spoelstra has now, you know, his divorce was finalized maybe a month or two ago.
Wow.
And now you're getting this, so
I didn't even know Spoelstra was getting a divorce. I didn't even know he was married.
I know. But yeah, I'm not going to put that past Pat Riley. That sounds like something that he would do.
It was one of the most impressive coaching performances I've seen in the NBA. That was an 8 seed that had zero business being in the NBA Finals. And they lost their opening game of the play-in tournament, and they managed to get in, beat Milwaukee,
yep,
beat Philadelphia, beat Boston, get to Denver, win a game in Denver that made us go, hey, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. You never know.
Hey,
go
they were the
Miami,
only
who
ones.
Knows.
Remember, they were
they
the
were
only
the only ones,
ones
right.
To win a game in Denver.
Win a game in Denver and made us go, hey, maybe there is a series here. And it wasn't. They won in five. Nuggets won in five. But still was incredible to win the Eastern Conference. Good for Spoelstra. And yes, on a day when we're talking about three coaches, Spoelstra gets a huge amount of money.
Yeah, we got to give him a little love.
That's awesome.
Got to give him a little love.
All right, what is the bad of the day?
Okay, it's not really bad, but I'll explain why I put it in the bad in a second, all right? But all right, the story is this. Coming for a limited time to McDonald's, the Double Big Mac.
Double Big Mac.
Double Big Mac. And yes, you can picture what it is. It's double meat, not double bread, just double meat, double cheese, double lettuce, double secret sauce, all that. It sounds delicious, right? And that's sure. kind of where the bad
if
is.
If you like Big Macs, I like Big Macs.
Yeah, but that's where the bad is because I really, really, really want to try this.
Okay,
it
listen.
It can't be good for me.
I go down this thing with my wife says makes fun of me all the time for this. I crave a Big Mac once every couple of months. Not all the time, but once every couple of months, I go, I'm getting a Big Mac. I just want one. I love them. I love them. But they are too bready for me.
Right.
They're way too bready for me. And I gotta watch my carbs and I gotta do all that stuff. So I have to back off on that. Now, I've always complained there's just not enough protein in this thing. I don't think it's wrong to say I'm gonna have a I don't wanna feel like I'm being gluttonous here, but I think to say you're getting more protein out of this might be the reason why might be my excuse to try this again. Because my wife has been like, listen, I ain't sending you to the hospital with your blood sugar. You stop eating those things.
Well, I mean, this is the second attempt. They did introduce the double Big Mac back in March of 2020.
Okay, but, I missed that, so I did not know that was part of the menu.
No, they introduced it in March of 2020, but that got derailed very quickly because of, you know,
because of COVID,
the world shutting down,
and
no
we weren't
one going
out
anywhere.
Anymore. Yeah, okay. So you didn't just keep it around.
For you, Tony. There is, I guess, more than 6 years ago, they did introduce a variation of the Big Mac called the Mac Junior.
Okay, yeah, smaller version.
No. Same. It's the Big Mac just without the middle bun.
Oh, that would have been perfect for me.
Because
it's the middle bun that drives me crazy.
It's one of those things that's not listed on the menu, but you can say, "Hey, I want the Mac Junior," and they have it for you.
Well, that's what I get told. They want you just take out the middle bun, and I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'm cheating on the burger.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the burger is what it is.
Or if you feel like, you know, it's a little too bready, you can. I guess they have another thing called the Grand Mac, which is made with
now,
the larger.
I've had that.
Okay.
Years ago, I had that. Yeah.
Just larger patties and the bigger bun.
That's like 1,000 calories. A Big Mac is like 550 calories.
Yeah.
But that one was like a grand.
But I don't know why. I mean, the double Big Mac just sounds. I mean, I'm curious. It's like I got to try it.
There was a version of the Big Mac that I want that I wish they would bring back. And they used to make a Big Mac snack wrap. So the tortilla. They used to wrap it with the chicken.
I remember that. Yeah,
there used to be a Big Mac version of that. It was delicious.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like it's not really the Big Mac that you're liking. It's the sauce.
I like the sauce. I like the flavor of it all
together.
It's the
secret sauce.
Yeah,
I mean, you might be right. You could probably throw that in the other burgers.
Yeah, I probably could. Listen, I'm not one. Like, I hear this all the time. Hey, when you go to so-and-so, get the hack. I don't do hacks. I just get what's on the menu. I don't make them work extra hard for me. I wish I was that person. But when people go in and like, I want a fillet of fish, but I also want it in a wrap, and I want the Big Mac sauce. And if you could you put fries in the sandwich? That would be great. And I'm not that person. I'm just like, whatever you're selling is what I'm buying. I'll deal with my own adjustments. But, yeah, you're right. So, no, I agree. They're good. But, yeah, double the meat is not a bad idea. But the middle bun drives me. It's too much.
Sometimes I start off with the middle bun, and then about midway through, I'm like, oh, that's too much.
So much.
And I throw it out. I'm like,
all right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is the NFL. We've already talked about this story, right? But the NFL deciding to air Dolphins-Chiefs playoff game on Peacock.
Yes.
Right? I'm bringing it up because the story has came out because this has led Chiefs defensive end Charles Omenyu. I'm butchering his last name. I'm sorry, Charles. But he is it's led to him giving away a bunch of Peacock subscriptions because he just feels that how stupid this is. It's a good thing. But I had to put it in the dump because, the more and more I think about it, it's like, okay, why are we showing this playoff game on Peacock?
Yeah, we've talked about this all week. It really is. It really is crazy, and it's something again that they're going to put up with all of the backlash because the end result of all this is more important than they'll yep. they it's
oh, they, they're
know,
they're deaf to this.
Yeah, it's like being.
Care.
It's like being a famous, you know, like having a, if like, it's like being a famous chef and you own a restaurant and people complain and you go, then don't come.
Yeah.
There's a line out the door. Don't come. People want my food. It's the same thing with the NFL. You're not going anywhere else. There's nothing else on. Some of you will just buy it out of spite And that's what they're doing. And they'll listen. Oh, this is just something we're trying, but they know exactly where this is heading. And they like I said yesterday, what they want is they want the number of subscribers that cancel, because then they can go, per game, would you be willing to spend $5? It's that, like $5.99. I'm seeing that there's like it's a $5.99 special.
Right. It'll either be that, or if they see that no one bought into it.
Yeah.
Then they'll be like, okay, well, we're not doing that again.
So can they get you to just buy a game? Can they just get you to buy a game? Like Peacock, all right, they had 2 million people subscribe and cancel. Okay, that's pretty good. What if we just isolated that and said, for this game only, it's $3.99, $5.99, $6.99, whatever it is. Can they get away with that? That's what they're looking to see.
Good on Charles Omenihu. That's how I'm going to say Omenihu.
Good for him.
You know, saying, God, this is stupid. I'm buying you all subscriptions.
Again, more from a crazy, crazy day in the coaching world in the last 24 hours. Three big names finding other uses. We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.